I'm Maya McNulty, and this is the Fundraising Secrets Podcast, made for Fundpreneurs. Fundpreneurs is a heart-centered leader. Fundpreneurs take no BS and make no apologies for serving the public. Fundpreneurs unite and thrive knowing that together we will prevail. Fundpreneurs will fight for the cause, raise awareness, and serve with humility. Fundpreneurs are resourceful, compassionate, and philanthropy is our middle name. Fundpreneurs deploy the organization's task with honor and champions the mission. Fundpreneurs enrich lives and put ethics before conversions. Fundpreneurs define strength in numbers, believe in the cause, create the future, build fundraising empires, impact the world. Fundpreneurs are driven and inspired knowing that we are making fundraising fun. I'm a Fundpreneur. Welcome back. You're listening to Fundraising Secrets, and I'm Maya McNulty, your host. Thanks so much for tuning in today, guys, and I'm really excited that you're here. Now, today's topic, donating in honor of, in memory of a significant person in your life, that precious loved one. I'm going to talk to you about a couple different ways that organizations can actually do more for those significant people, those volunteers, those board members, in memory of someone really special and precious in their organization. Now, the act of honoring another person is a really powerful celebration, and it has significance to others and to many, not to mention just the organization itself, but to the families that serve the organizations. This could be in memory of a precious loved one. It could even be a memory of a pet. It could be in memory of someone in the community that has done something really special to champion the mission of your organization. The act of just celebrating someone, the significance and their contribution, is really inspiring, and it's inspiring to not only your organization, but to the community and the people around you. So it's really precious to be able to show that you love and care for your community after they've gone in memory of. These people have touched our lives. They've made the world a better place. They've contributed. They've lent their special gifts and special talents, their knowledge, sometimes even their money, their finances, to make your organization better. So what better to do than to give back, in perhaps if your organization's hosting an event. Celebrate someone, celebrate someone's significance, and give the opportunity to the people that are coming to your event a chance to celebrate and to remember those special people in their lives that have given back, and they're really precious to them. So with NAMI, we have an upcoming fundraising fashion show for them. NAMI is the National Alliance on Mental Illness, and we're doing a candle remembrance table. And what's important with this is that we have candles. They're battery-operated candles, and the spectators, the people and the family members who are coming in, they can actually purchase a candle. And during the event, it's going to be lit up. So this is going to replace the silent auction, because what's going to happen is, instead of you taking all your time and spending all this money and energy to build this silent auction table area, you're going to be able to have the candle remembrance, and people are going to pay you $5, $10, $15, $20 for lighting a candle in remembrance of that person. It's going to help them to connect with the organization a little more. It's going to help them to connect to the mission, and also inspire them and celebrate the significance of the loved one that they lost in memory of their precious loved one. So having something like a candle remembrance table at your organization, gala, event, fundraiser, is another way to help keep the inspiration going, and also your organization looks like a hero because you didn't forget their loved ones, that you made an effort to include them, especially when you are raising money to combat the cause, to champion the mission. So the candle remembrance table is a really important part. We've done sponsor an athlete on the runway. We create fashion shows for nonprofits to be able to fundraise fast, grow a massive list, upsurge donations, impact the world. And by getting your community involved. So what we did is, during the fashion show, right before intermission, we had you can sponsor an athlete, and that also replaced the silent auction. So instead of going out and getting these $20 gift cards that you're going to sell for $10, which is just backbreaking, you can just think of new creative ways to honor people and also celebrate them. And that particular gift went to helping the athletes for the state games. And whereas NAMI, the money that raising from the Candle of Remembrance table, is going to go to help people and peers that are suffering from mental illness, they're suffering from addiction or anxiety, schizophrenia. It costs about $100 for treatment, and also people that relapse and their families. It costs about $100 for a certified peer to be able to train, support, coach, mentor them in a better light, a better way. And so your donations at these events helps to do that. So it's just another way for you to be able to donate in honor of or in memory of while you have a live event. Now, a lot of times you can do that right online, but people really want to feel the mission, and they want to champion the mission. They want to be a part of your organization. So this is a great way to invite them in, invite the public in, invite community leaders in, and support, and let them help you to celebrate your event and the significance of their loved ones in memory of their precious loved ones, so that they don't feel alone and they're not forgotten. Now, it's so important to acknowledge everyone, and this will help you to increase your donations. Remember to include the honorary chairs and invite them to make donations as well to extend a positive impact. Because these people are all extraordinary, and donors will start to celebrate the cause with you and honor the person and how important it is. So continue to do that. Find new ways in your event to raise more money without doing such a lot of hard work. You're just able to commit a short amount of time and your creativity so that you can fundraise fast. All right, guys, this is Maya McNulty. Thank you for listening to Fundraising Secrets. I just want to bring you the best insider's tips and things that I have done that have been proven and they work for you to be able to fundraise fast and upsurge donations. Hope you like this episode of Fundraising Secrets. And if you do, please like, subscribe, and share. Tell a friend and go ahead and rate us on Apple Podcasts. So thanks so much for listening. I'm Maya McNulty. I'll catch you next time. Again, I maximize fundraising by thinking like an entrepreneur. Want more great content? Head on over to our Facebook page, Fundraising Secrets. Don't forget to subscribe and rate our podcast. Thank you for sharing this episode, and we'll catch you next time on Making Fundraising Fun Again. This is the podcast, Fundraising Secrets, and I'm Maya McNulty.